Yeah, what's up, good people, and welcome to another episode of Keep It Thorough, where we give you the real behind business, health, money, and self-development. I am your host, Cedric Lavelle, joined by my comrade, E-Double.
Your boy, E-Double.
E-Double, now you know you're in trouble.
For another, hey, E-Double, so you know you're in trouble, man. We back with a healthy episode for y'all. What episode we on?
We are on episode 78.
78.
Episode 78.
We need like a little drum line.
Yes, sir. Man, so
78.
It's been a journey. It's been a long journey, but we're here on episode 78. Today's episode is going to be a heart to heart. Not us having a heart to heart with you, but a heart to heart about understanding cardiovascular health. I think this is definitely going to be a great episode. Very informative, as we say every week. That's always the goal. But before we hop into the content, definitely want to make sure that we encourage everyone to subscribe to our YouTube page.
Like, comment, subscribe.
Also, in the
turn on bell notifications.
All of that stuff, notifications, that good stuff. And also, in addition to that, make certain that you follow our podcast on all podcast platforms. Look us up, Keep It Thorough, and get all of your daily content through that. And if you haven't started following us on our social media platforms, make sure you connect with us on Instagram, on TikTok, on Facebook, and Threads.
The new Twitter.
Connect with us on there as well, too, for more insight to know more, impact daily, and think different. Anything else you want to add to that?
Hey, and if y'all having problems finding us on YouTube for whatever reason, like if you go to YouTube and you type in Keep It Thorough, it don't necessarily come up right away. But if you do the at sign and then Keep It Thorough, like it'll come up because the at sign is like usernames on YouTube. So if y'all having difficulties finding us and you searching on YouTube, just do the at sign and then Keep It Thorough and then we should pop up.
Boom.
But without further ado, let's get off into this thing.
Yes, sir. So heart to heart, understanding cardiovascular health. And one thing that I think about when we talk about your heart, I think about like a vehicle. Think about the engine and how the engine is the central power source. And with that power source, how it makes certain that everything is functioning as it should as it relates to your vehicle. It's the thing that makes your vehicle go. It makes it be on the road and have all these functions. And so I think about the heart in the same aspect, so to speak, how the heart is the one part of your body that makes everything function the way that it needs to. Obviously, your heart is what keeps you alive. It's what keeps you moving on a day-to-day basis. It's what keeps
where it moves our blood. It moves oxygen around. All of our vital organs and everything needs blood and blood circulation and, like I said, oxygen.
All of that.
And I want to add this in. We should add this at
go
the beginning.
For it.
Me and Sed are not medical professionals.
Yes,
so let's throw that in there right away. But what we're talking about here is, I don't want to necessarily say this is like common sense stuff.
More
like
general health
sense stuff.
I would say
general health, but like the stuff that we're saying is based in fact, though. Like, we're not just making stuff up, though. But we are not medical professionals. But to go back to my point, yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, it's responsible for blood circulation, you know, circulating oxygen throughout the blood and, you know, moving it to all your vital organs and all that. So I agree with you. The heart is definitely like
all these things are Google and ChatGPT verified. But nah, man, we all know the function of the heart and how important it is to take care of your heart. Having good health practices, doing things that will positively impact the performance of your heart, because the condition of your heart affects the quality of your life. Plain and simple. You know, the condition of your heart affects the quality of your life, the life that you want to live, the things that you want to do, the kids that you want to see grow up, the kids that you may want to have, the trips that you may want to take, the business that you may want to start. When you think about it, the heart plays a role in all those things.
Hey, that's actually a good point and a good segue, right? So the heart definitely plays a role in the quality and condition, or I'll just say quality of your life. But on the flip side of that, your lifestyle plays a role in your heart health.
Yeah.
Right. So when we talk about like lifestyle on your heart, like, so our habits directly affect our heart. So associating negative habits and heart strain can help motivate us to make healthier choices. So like negative emotions can strain your heart, and positive emotions can aid in its function, or in the function of your heart. Right. So things like working out, that can improve your blood circulation and improve your resting heart rate. So your heart's not having to work as hard to circulate blood when you're just relaxing, not doing certain things. And it really just improves your blood circulation altogether. So even when you're working out, it's not having to work as hard as it would for somebody who, isn't in good, you know, physical shape. On the opposite end of that, being overworked constantly and that constant stress can put a lot of, strain on your heart. Right. So when we talk about habits, it's very important to incorporate healthy habits, such as, you know, regular exercise, a balanced diet, which is very, very hard. And then your emotional well-being. Right. So being mindful of how you feel and why you feel how you feel, and then like addressing those things. But to go back to the balanced diet, which said just laughing about.
My boy's being transparent.
I'm being extremely flaws transparent. And all. I think most people can admit to this, but I seen a meme on, I don't know, cause you know, I'd be on between Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Threads. I don't know where the hell I seen it at this point, but it was a meme that had what people think is the hardest, and it showed the gym and people working out, and then it said what is actually the hardest, and then it showed like food, as in like your nutrition, right? Like what you eat, and that can't be farther from the truth, right? Or can't be closer to the truth, I guess would be the right way to say that, because I got a habit. I'm in a habit now working out. It's not even something that I even got to think twice about. Like even when I don't feel like doing it, I can make myself get up and go to the gym. Right. But the diet though, whole nother ball game, man. Like, and I keep falling off, you know, but, I just be hungry. You know what I mean? When I'm eating just fruits and all, it's just not filling me up. And then I'm, you know what I mean? And it's a process, right? Cause to train your body, to be more efficient with less food, right? And then a lot of food we eat is BS anyway. So, I don't want to get off on a tangent on that. But just to kind of recap, when we talk about lifestyle and your heart, we're talking about habits and making sure that understanding negative habits, you know, can cause heart strain, and positive habits can improve the function of your heart. So, you know, regular exercise, balanced diet, and you know, being aware of your emotional well-being.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that really can affect the approach that you take when it comes to all of those things, when it comes to what you do on a day-to-day basis within your lifestyle that affects your quality of life, is your mindset. What's the approach that you take? How do you think about it? Do you look at it as a chore? Something that you have to do, but really don't want to do? Or do you look at it as something that's a necessity, but the approach to it is more of like, I get to improve my health. I get the opportunity to live a quality lifestyle. I get the opportunity to experience life and everything that is here for me in a very transformative and holistic and peaceful and quality way. And I think those things are very important, but it all goes into the mindset that you have and how you approach it. Because I feel a lot of people may want to have a healthier life, and they may want to change habits, but it's challenging to change habits when you haven't changed the way that you look at those things. And that just goes back to our episode, I want to say it was last week, where we were saying where there's no challenge, there's no change. And if you can't embrace those challenges and take a mindset towards those challenges that's positive and that has you motivated, or where you're willing to do something, it's going to be extremely hard to sustain any type of change. It's going to be extremely hard to approach anything with optimism or with the eagerness to get it done, because then you're approaching things from a more negative standpoint. And when you have a negative mindset and when you take a negative approach to things, the negativity can really just bury you, and then you just start stacking. It's just like a compound of negative things. You start doing one thing, yeah, and then you start doing another negative thing, and then it goes on and so forth. And then from there, you know, it becomes challenging for you to even get out of those funks and out of those situations to approach it better.
I want to add to what you were saying about basically like having more of like a positive mental state before you talked about like how the negativity can affect you. And I think when we're talking about like a positive mental state, sometimes we have to find sources of motivation.
Absolutely, right? Bro.
So like I know for me, like my children are a huge source of motivation. So like when I'm running on that treadmill and I'm getting tired and I want to stop, like I just think like, okay, what if Jace and Caden were watching me? And I think I've said this before on another like fitness episode, but it's the truth. So I'm just repeating it again. But that's like a source of motivation for me, right? So if you know, you're looking for a source of motivation or to kind of help you have more positive views or about, you know, these lifestyle changes or working out or eating, right? Think about it like, okay, well, I want to be here for my children, right? I want to be, and not just here, I want to be healthy and able to run around and play with them, and not just for my children, but my grandchildren, yeah, right? So, you know, searching for sources of motivation and things that can help put you in a positive mental state is important. But to go back to,
and I think we had an episode about that. I think it was like, what's your source or something like that. I can't remember the name of it, but
man, we didn't do so many episodes. I'm not, yeah, 78, man. That's like a lot of, I remember all the titles,
but
man.
But I do but, remember a conversation that we had when we were talking about what's your source, like what's your source of motivation? Where do you go to get that motivation that you need to be resilient, to push forward, to persevere? Because a lot of times you give up on yourself when you get tired or when you don't feel like it, because it's mainly about how you're feeling in that moment. But if you have a different source of motivation that intrigues you or that excites you or that really perks you up whenever those moments are needed, where you have to excel and kind of turn that switch on, you got to find your source. You got to find your source to do the positive stuff. Or again, that's when the negative stuff starts to come in, and we don't want that.
Yeah, no, for sure. So moving on to the next kind of the next segment here is some major threats to your heart, right? So I'm going to just highlight a couple things that, you know, are very important. And when looking at these things, hopefully they can empower you to make the right choices and do the right things. So some of the major threats to heart health, I'll just list them out and then go into a little bit more detail about them. But inactivity and obesity, poor nutrition, and then smoking and alcohol, right? So when it comes to inactivity and obesity, a lazy lifestyle and excessive weight puts your heart under unnecessary strain and pushes it to pump harder. So like I was saying about like your resting heart rate, right? When you're in good physical condition, your heart doesn't need to work as hard to circulate your blood because you have good blood circulation and it works very efficiently. And the same goes for with how hard your heart has to pump when you're like overweight. It's having to overwork even when you're not doing anything. Yeah. You can just be sitting there watching TV and your heart is constantly working in overdrive as if you were, you know, doing some excruciating workout or something. You know, so very important to not carry excessive weight. And I understand, like, the world we in right now with all this body positivity and all this type of things. But at the end of the day, we need to be healthy, right? And if you're overweight, that's not a good thing. Like, you should do something about that. Like, you should work on for the sake of your health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And then inactivity. A lazy person, right? They say a body in motion stays in motion. Somebody just laying there and not doing too much, you're not really getting any cardiovascular exercise. You're not doing anything to help your blood flow or your blood circulation or your heart health. So, and typically if you're lazy, that's going to lead to obesity because you're just sitting around, you're not doing any physical labor where you're burning calories or anything. So typically, you know, that'll cause you to put on weight. Next on that list is poor nutrition. And we were just talking about food, right? But, a poor diet can contribute to high cholesterol, high blood pressure and obesity. And all of those are risk factors for heart disease. So very important with your nutrition. I'm a firm believer in the law of averages and everything in moderation, right? So if you like your fried foods, cool. You ain't got to get rid of your fried foods altogether, but just make sure you're not doing it 5 days a week, you know? If you like your sweets and your snacks, because I know I like me some sweets and some snacks, you know what I'm saying?
I go ham on some Tiff Treats cookies.
Them Tiff Treats, man.
Banging, boy. Ooh-wee. Have you had crumble cookies yet? I don't know if I'm good or not.
I have. So crumble's good, but them is some big-ass cookies, okay, bro. Like, Tiff's Treats is regular size cookies.
They ain't never fail me, bro.
And they so fire when you get them warm. Now, I will say the crumble cookies, they don't be warm. Well, no, they do be warm when you first get them, okay. I think. But they big, though. They like humongous.
Hey, something you need to try, man.
No, go ahead.
Hey, if you ever had a honey bun and put it in the air fryer with some ice cream on it, hey, that'd change your life, dog.
I've never did a honey bun in an air fryer with ice cream because they didn't even really have air fryers when I was off honey.
Hey, man.
But I might get
everything.
I think I've definitely warmed
in
up
moderation.
Ice cream on it though. But yeah, so everything in moderation, man. So you know, it just slow changes.
Right.
They don't have to be drastic. We talked about this before. So, you know, incorporating fruit. Maybe you just start eating fruits for lunch or something. Eating some grapes and apples,
watermelon, something,
mangoes, watermelon, whatever. But everything in moderation. And then next on that list was smoking and alcohol. Both of those are enemies to your heart and they can cause significant damage to your heart and blood vessels. Now, I know all my drinkers and my smokers gonna have something to say about that. The reality is this, again, everything in moderation. If you have a drink every so often and you're not an alcoholic, then yeah, it's not really going to affect you as much. Like, you should be okay, right? Same with smoking. If you ain't smoking every day or all day every day, maybe it's not going to be bad for you. But the reality is this, alcohol and smoking, they both have a negative effect on you. How great of an effect will they have on you will vary from person to person, the amount of time you've been smoking and drinking, all those different things. But your body is better without those things. And that's just the reality. So my smokers and drinkers, you probably don't like to hear that,
but it's the truth,
myself included to a certain extent, but it's the truth, right? So, just be mindful of those major threats to your heart health, right? And hopefully, the whole point of Keep It Thorough was to provoke thought, to share information, to, educate each other. Our audience, ourselves, you know, provide insightful content, beneficial content, all of these great things. And that's what we're trying to do with this particular episode, right? So now that you're, you might not have been thinking about this. And if you're listening to this episode, now it's at the forefront of your mind. So what can you do, in those areas to improve, your heart?
Right, right. And that really goes into just doing an assessment. You assess everything in your life. So pretty much every talking point that we discussed in these, 17 minutes or so, just do an assessment.
19 minutes and 15 seconds.
I wasn't including the intro. I wasn't including the intro into that, so that's why I said 17, because that's when we started talking. But I get what you're saying. But no, just do an assessment. Do an assessment of your life. What are you doing on a day-to-day basis that's going to positively affect how you live? That's going to positively affect your quality of life. That's going to positively affect your well-being. Ask yourself those questions. Is this beneficial to my well-being? Is this beneficial to my goals, to my dreams, my aspirations, my vision, my ideas, where I want to go in life? who I want to be in life. Is this beneficial? Is the action that I'm displaying in this moment helpful and valuable to my cause? If it is, and you can honestly answer that question, okay, cool. But if you know that what you're doing is negatively impacting something within your life, you want to take the time to change it. You want to take the opportunity to make a difference in your life. And now people can try and motivate you, try to encourage you, give you all these tips, all these strategies, the techniques, the tactics, all of those things. But what it really boils down to
is self.
Exactly. It boils down to
self-development. Self-improvement.
Exactly. All of those things. It has to come from you. And I hear a lot of people talking all the time about needing outside influences to motivate you. If you need an outside influence to motivate you, yes, and we talk about having the right source to motivate you. But even those sources sometimes may not be as effective as they can be. Because what it all boils down to, you have to be self-motivated at least to get off the couch. You know what I mean? Like when it comes to working out, you have to be self-motivated to at least get off the couch. Now, the source that keeps you motivated can be your kids, can be everything else. But that's like what he was saying with going to the gym. He was at least self-motivated to get out the bed and get to the gym. Now, when you're in the gym and you're in the action of doing the things that you know that are building you up, you think about your source.
A little extra.
Yeah. You think about that source. You think about the things that really motivate you and keep you driven to continue to go the distance, to continue to push yourself, to continue to persevere. So do an assessment and really look at your life in its totality and how you can improve and then make those changes.
Yeah, and I want to say something. There was a post that I put on Thread. Now I had to pull it up here to make sure that I said it right. But to your point about it needing to be self, right? And a lot of people make excuses and blame, like, oh, I need this or this person or whatever the case may be. And the post was this: when you realize people are more focused on themselves than on you, it frees you to stop making excuses, embrace this opportunity to step out of your way and reach your full potential. So basically what I really kind of meant by that was when you realize that you're not other people's priority, just period, point blank. No, us as human beings, I think the only people that we care about more than ourselves are our children and our spouses and situations like our family, like our mother, right, or something like that, right? But even in those situations, you don't necessarily care about them more than you, but you might do something that you don't want to necessarily do because you love those people. But the only people that you truly probably care for more than yourself that I can say without a shadow of a doubt is your children, right? So if you're expecting somebody else to motivate you and get you to the next level, you got to realize that they don't care about you more than they care about themselves. So they're going to do what works for them and what's in their best interest. So when you realize that, like, okay, let me get out of my way. Let me quit making these excuses and do what the hell I need to do, right? And then, and it's as simple as this, like, no excuse is a good excuse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? No excuse is a good excuse. So if you haven't got it done, admit that you're lazy and move forward. You know what
I'm saying? Gotta take accountability.
Do something about it. Accountability, which is really
you gotta
word.
You gotta be accountable. You gotta take the good with the bad, but you gotta make those changes. And you gotta, again, you gotta assess. Look at yourself in the mirror, reflect, and do what needs to be done. And take the steps to improving and making certain that your cardiovascular health is what it needs to be. And it goes back to, you know, the title of this, having that heart to heart. Cardiovascular health, improving your life, improving your quality, your well-being, your quality and your well-being, you know, to live a healthier lifestyle. And that's it. Got anything else you want to add on that, bro?
And it's really just a snowball effect, yeah, right? You take care of your cardiovascular health, gives you more energy. You know, you have better endurance. With that more energy, you're more willing and more likely to want to do other things, and those other things may be goals that you have set, you know, just whatever. It's like a snowball effect, right? One thing can lead
to another.
and benefit another area of your life, which that thing can lead to another area and benefit another area of your life. And it's like compound, it compounds, like compounded interest. Right. You know what I mean? It gets better and better. But that was really all I had, man. We greatly appreciate y'all for tuning in. As always, as said, mentioned, be sure to follow us on all the social media platforms, YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, bell notifications, all that good stuff. The updated kits are almost done. I would say we should probably have those within the next week or so.
And they fire.
Very excited. Yeah, very excited for that. The new kits and the new layout and design and the direction we're going with the website. So be on the lookout for that. Hey, and with all that said, man, if you don't do nothing else,
keep it thorough.
Keep it thorough. And we'll holler at y'all next time. Deuces.